Welcome back to On Texas Football. I'm CJ Vogel, joined by Jerry Hamilton, of course, every week for the recruiting breakdown. This week, Jerry, we're going to be previewing a decision tomorrow in which Texas will be looking to hear some good news potentially from Louisiana Shreveport. James Simon, the running back, four-star out of Calvary Baptist Academy, of course, will also be taking a look at the recruiting in California and Florida, of course. Two big-time quarterbacks coming into campus June 1st for the elite camp. A lot of recruiting implications as a result of those two coming in and what goes on in the 26-27 classes, as well as a look at where Texas has had success in the past under Steve Sarkisian, as well as taking a look down the I-20 corridor because there's a lot of talent right there Texas already has on roster, as well as looking beyond that to the 2025 class with Tecorian Moore, James Simon, Aiden Anning, some others as well. So we'll get on into that this episode as well. But before we do that, Jerry, do you mind telling the folks a little bit about Mark Saunders and Allstate?
Yeah, Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is the sole sponsor of the recruiting breakdown. We thank him very much for his support of On Texas Football. When it comes to protecting all your stuff, wouldn't it be great to have one place that protects it all? Well, here's some great news for you. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is the only insurance agent you'll need to help keep tabs on protection of all your stuff. Everything from your home, car, and boat to your motorcycle, RV, and even your ATV. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today, 512-218-8571. Are you in good hands? You'll be in great hands with the over 35 years of experience that Texas alum Mark Saunders possesses. Again, give him a call today, as so many other On Texas Football family members have done. 512-218-8571.
And thank you, Mark Saunders, for sponsoring this week's recruiting breakdown. Of course, Jared, we're going to start with James Simon. Of course, tomorrow at 12:30, a decision will be made. He was most recently on campus April 20th for the spring game. Of course, Texas went and visited him in school the week after to kind of double up and continue that momentum with a running back already in the class with Ricky Stewart. What are you thinking of this decision coming tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, I think Texas is the favorite by most people in our industry, right? And we're all going to be wrong if he goes up and picks Notre Dame or A&M tomorrow. I think Texas is the favorite over Notre Dame and Texas A&M. I think there's a lot of connection there with Tashaar Choice and respect of Tashaar Choice, not only by James Simon, but his father, who was a standout running back at Louisiana Tech, played briefly in the NFL, has coached over a decade of college football, including a stop at Memphis. He was also at one point the athletic director at Dallas Roosevelt High School, so he's got some Texas connections as well, growing up on I-20 in the Shreveport area. But James Simons, you know, you saw him too, CJ. We saw him first time at elite camp for his junior season. Then we saw him again at the spring game. And he's put on good weight, of course, as he would. But he's going to be a 6 foot, 215, 220 pound, between the tackles runner with good cutback vision. His tape shows jump cut, skip cut in the hole. He's a body lean guy. He understands how to play high to low. He has that instinctive feel and being coached up by his father. And I think that's the real connection with Tashaar Choice. This is a feather into Tashaar Choice's cap. And once again, because the dad's a college football coach who is a big-time running back himself and says, you know, look, if James Simon goes to Texas, this is a good place for you to be because Tashaar Choice is going to continue to development. So, look, those are all really good things in Texas's favor with James Simon. If he picks Texas, I think those will be some key reasons why. But, again, we'll see what he does tomorrow at 12:30. I think all of us in the industry, CJ, would be surprised if it's not Texas, but Notre Dame and A&M, I think, are the other two under consideration.
Of course, he was on campus for the spring game. We were able to talk to him a little bit afterward about what stood out about that game. He said, well, playmakers were making plays, and he likes that about the Texas offense. That's kind of been a recurring theme when you talk to some of the top offensive prospects under the Sarkisian era. Underrated aspect of James Simons' game is his ability to catch passes out of the backfield. He mentioned that was what he was looking forward to doing in this upcoming season for him in high school, but also for the Texas Longhorns in that running back room there. So, of course, making sure that that's a big part of his game because Tashaar Choice, Steve Sarkisian, they need their running backs to be able to have good hands out of the backfield. Absolutely. As well. Also, he'll be on campus again in June for his official visit, June 21st through 23rd. worth mentioning there that it is the only official visit so far that's been locked in for him as well. But for Jerry, let's pivot a little bit, because we talked a little bit about recruiting in the state of Louisiana just now, but going out to California, going out to Florida as well. We now know there are multiple quarterbacks coming in this weekend on Saturday for the June 1st league camp. We've talked at length about Troy Huhn. We've talked at length about Dia Bell. What's going on with this third quarterback that you mentioned on Texas Football yesterday as well?
Yeah, Jaden O'Neill, he's a kid from Narbonne High in California. They produce a lot of quarterbacks. He's going to – another guy that's scheduled to come out and throw for Sark and Milwee. I think Milwee went and watched them and made – does not have an offer. Obviously, Troy Huhn, Dia Bell are the two with offers right now. There'll be some other quarterbacks there to take their shot on June 1st as well, because A.J. Milwee was out and about seeing some of those top 26 guys. But it's really interesting, CJ, because with the hire of Johnny Nansen, you're seeing even a stronger footprint in California. And nine guys scheduled to officially visit from California in June. That's a big number. Texas has signed, I believe, six guys since Sarkisian's been there, two transferred out, Larry Turner, Gooden, and Malik Murphy. But with this addition of Johnny Nansen, that gets Texas in the door on more defensive players in California because of his long, over two decades, ties of recruiting in that state. I mean, you look at the defensive guys coming in for visits from California. Maiden Faramo, the linebacker out of San Juan Capistrano, Mataya Tagoai, the linebacker committed to USC, Marco Jones, the edge out of Danville, San Ramon, Hayden Lowe, an edge Texas really loves out of Oaks Christian. I mean, you look at those defensive players. I mean, that's a strong list. And in the past, you looked at Texas and said, we know Sark will go to Mater Dei, St. John Bosco, and get some really good offensive players. You know, obviously they did that with DeAndre Moore. They did that with Brandon Baker in the last class, right? And you're seeing now the defensive guys start to visit Texas. And I think it's going to be so interesting to watch in California in the future. How many of these kids, especially in Southern California, are excited about playing in the Big Ten? I think it remains to be seen if the SoCal area is going to be even more open to Texas, Texas A&M, and some of those programs in the western part of the SEC that will go out and recruit California, especially Texas, because you have Sark, Johnny Nansen, and Chris Jackson on that staff. Even Jeff Banks is recruited out there. So California's coming up, and the one thing we do know, we think right now the quarterback in this class is going to come from either California or Florida. And then when you look at – in 26 class, I should say. And when you look at the 25 class in the state of Florida – you got four guys scheduled for official visits, and they're all big-time guys. I mean, we can read them off the list here. I mean, Jamie French, five-star wide receiver. Brandon Brown committed, four-star defensive lineman. Myron Charles, four-star defensive lineman. Javion Hilson, FSU commit, four-star edge guy. All four of those guys are top 100, 150 players in the country. Darry Norris could also come in. So Dia Bell, now Texas has recruited the Southwest Corridor, Orlando, Space Coast, now working in the Jacksonville. Dia Bell's different because he's in South Florida. He's a Broward County guy. Dayton Broward, you won't see Texas in as much, but Dia Bell's a quarterback, and he's one of the best in the country, and he's at one of the best schools in the country, American Heritage. So you'll see Texas recruit a big-time quarterback from there if he fits what Steve Sarkisian's looking for. But, CJ, I think Florida and California, we're going to see more and more of those guys visiting Texas in future years.
Yeah, we've talked in the past, Jerry, a little bit about the coaches that have those ties. Obviously, Johnny Nansen, Chris Jackson, Jeff Banks, Steve Sarkisian out west. Do you mind just real quick going over some of those guys with Florida connections? Because, again, we've talked about Georgia as well, being now Kenny Baker, Tashard Choice. Are those the same guys that you expect going over to Florida as well?
Yeah, I think so, with the caveat that Jeff Banks has also recruited that Tampa area for a number of years, whether – that was at A&M, whether that's at Alabama. Jeff Banks is part of the Myron Charles recruitment with Kenny Baker in Florida. Jeff Banks was the one that stopped by Tampa Tech High to see Dallas Wilson, five-star receiver, in May. So he's also part of recruiting those IMG guys with the position coach of whoever they're recruiting. So it's going to be Tashard Choice, especially Tashard has years of recruiting Orlando in the Southwest Corridor. Kenny Baker's a Georgia guy. He's familiar with recruiting Florida. He's familiar with the kids. Some of the high school coaches have some connections down there. Also, he coached for the Dolphins, but that really doesn't help in the recruiting side. It's the being from Georgia. It's the years working his way up in the college ranks before he went to the NFL. So I think you're going to see those three coaches primarily in Florida. Now, Kyle Flood has experience at IMG, right? You recruited J.C. Latham, some of those guys, right? So Kyle Flood, IMG, Southwest Florida, he's also been involved there. So, but the main guys, Tashard Choice and Jeff Banks, and Kenny Baker will assist there. And if it's offensive lineman, Kyle Flood.
Worth mentioning right there. That's a great segue, Jerry, for Kyle Flood and a pair of 2026 IMG Academy prospects coming in on the offensive line June 1st. That's Brett Colage, interior offensive lineman, as well as Kimi Pepe, who, again, might be a little bit newer to the Texas scene, but you look at Colage and the experience he had on April 13th down at Texas for a spring scrimmage. Things look like Texas might be a really, really major player for him there. But all right, moving on a little bit, let's go to the I-20 corridor because we did tease that a little bit. There is a decision coming up from that corridor earlier, as we mentioned with James Simon, but a number of prospects right now that Texas is after, number one being DeCorian Moore, and as well as Aiden Anning out of Ruston, Louisiana. But this is a very important part of the country, and it's right in Texas's backyard up in the DFW area. That's where it starts, goes all the way down into Georgia to Atlanta. But that block of area produces a lot of talent, no doubt about it, especially in the DFW area. How important is that spot for Texas to continue having a strength of, you know, luring these guys down to Texas and eventually having them sign?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, so looking at the Texas roster, there are 11 guys on the current roster from right around I-20. I'm talking a few miles south, a few miles north of that. That's not counting Malik Muhammad, who is South Dallas at South Oak Cliff. You could probably throw him in there as 12. Daniel Cruz, a little bit more North Fort Worth at Richland, right? But, you know, just listen to the names that are on the Texas roster from I-20. Cam Williams, starting right tackle. Jonte Cook, probably a starting wide receiver, right? You have Trey Wisner, very important factor. Maurice Blackwell could be a starter at linebacker. DJ Campbell, starting right guard. Juan Davis, so often forgotten about because he was prior staff Everman. Andre Kojo, Mansfield Timberview. Warren Roberson, Red Oak. Jordan Johnson Bell's a Fort Worth kid that went to IMG. Colin Simmons, Alex January. Huge names in recruiting and for the Texas team this year. And the key there is not only are those guys coming to Texas, they're signing with Texas, but they're starting and having success. And they're going to be drafted guys coming to Texas. And that is the most talented outside of Atlanta. It's probably the most talented area in the country right now is that I-20 corridor from Wilmer Hutchins to North Crowley. All those schools in between, just extremely talented. And when you think about it, look, the top offensive guy on the board is DeCorian Moore. I mean, where is he? Duncanville, right? I mean, you go down that list, you talked about Aiden Anning, James Simon, but you have Lamont Rogers, I-20 guy in Mesquite, a few miles north is Horn High School. Jonathan Cunningham scheduled to come in for a visit in North Crowley, but look at John Turntine in 26, the five-star offensive tackle. Then you have this year, Devin Coleman, Jordan Coleman, Elijah Barnes, all I-20 area guys committed. So Texas is winning huge recruiting battles on I-20 in the DFW area in-state. And I think what worth mentioning, CJ's, and in Louisiana, this is an area that I think Texas can have success in. LSU works extremely hard to close off I-10, Baton Rouge to New Orleans. They're going to win more than their share in North Louisiana, too. It's LSU. They've won multiple national titles. West Monroe, Neville. They're going to win the majority of those battles. But if you look at the history in the last 15 years recruiting in Louisiana, through all those national titles that LSU won, Nick Saban had a lot of success in I-20. Mm-hmm. I-20 is different than I-10. And I know it's Nick Saban, but then you have Gary Patterson and some of the coaches who have mined for gold and ended up with really good players from I-20 that maybe weren't the most highly ranked or recruited players. So I-20 is an area of Texas I think can have success in, more so than I-10 long-term in Louisiana. So I like that they're in there with James Simon's decision coming tomorrow, Aiden Anning at corner, Ruston. Been a while since Texas has been involved with somebody at Ruston High. So I like these areas Texas is recruiting on I-20 very much for the future. And as you said, CJ, I-20 rolls all the way into Atlanta. So that runs through a lot of Mississippi, a lot of Alabama, which you'll sparsely recruit. But we've mentioned Florida with Tashard Choice and Kenny Baker. Texas wants to recruit more in I-20 and in Atlanta than they have before.
You mentioned Nick Saban's success, obviously Jalen Hale, Jermarion Miller out of Tyler as well, and most recently Aaron Hampton, a late flip of Texas who allowed Texas to go back into California to get Aaron Butler. But Jerry, I'm looking at the map right here. And of course, you see Longview, you see Marshall, you see Shreveport, and then you see Monroe, Vicksburg, Jackson. Where could you see Texas really making its mark outside of the state? Is it more so in that Louisiana area? Yeah. Or do you think that there's an opportunity every now and then for Mississippi to produce a guy that Texas might, you know, pursue as well?
Small opportunity. I think small opportunity. Have to be maybe connections, similar to James Simon, whose father was a college coach, maybe had a relationship with somebody on the Texas staff type of thing. But I really think that it's almost, you don't skip those areas, but it's going to be sparse. It's mm-hmm. going to be DFW in East Texas along I-20. It's going to be those schools in Louisiana, I-20. Then you're really going to reach out to Georgia. There's so much talent in Atlanta, in that area, headed in the downtown of Atlanta on I-20. It's just starts in Dallas, Georgia, and goes all the way east in the downtown. I mean, almost every town there's had an NFL player in the last decade to 15 years. So that's really the area. You'll pocket recruit a little bit, but the majority of your feet on the ground, your resources, I call it, money spent in recruiting, not with players. I'm just talking flights, hotels, a time is going to be I-20 around Atlanta.
And, of course, there will be a decision again tomorrow. So Texas already adding a trio of Coleman brothers this past weekend. Now looking to add to that I-20 corridor success as well. Jerry, I want to leave you with this because that June 1st elite camp is very important. Who else on that list are you looking at to kind of complement the headliners of the quarterbacks at the moment? I put up an article earlier this morning on Texas Football of a couple names. You know, you have Zalus Hicks.
Who are your names, CJ? Who'd you have on there?
I had Zalus Hicks coming in from Carrollton, Georgia. Of course, Isaiah Williams.
Yeah. Yep.
Off of I-20. Marshall. Toa Katoa, Euless Trinity.
Yeah.
And then you look at Tiki Hola down at Bastrop. Yep. And then one more I-20 kid as well, going back to Duncanville, because I do believe maintaining that pipeline is going to be very important. That's KJ Ford, the edge rusher, 6'3", about 225 at the moment. So very important to have these guys come in and get a look in front of the staff, see how they work, and as well as the staff getting an idea of how these guys work in a big environment with a lot of competition. Are there any guys that you're looking at right now, maybe a receiver? I know there's a lot of talented running backs coming in. That's kind of piques your interest at the moment.
That's it. So, look, I mean, if James Simon goes the way of Texas tomorrow, Choice is already done at running back in 25. He's already got Racine Guillory in 26. But you look at Tre'Darrion Ball, there's a lot of talented backs in state. Javion Osborne's going to be at Tennessee. He won't be in Austin this weekend. You look at Tre'Darrion Ball, you look at some of those in-state runners, and Tashard Choice, if he gets Simon tomorrow, he's all in on 26s and 27s. He's working a year ahead of time. And then I'll say this, the 27 running backs coming in are interesting. The kid from Brenham is really good that Texas offered. I mean, if you're looking at a guy that Texas could target early in the 27 class at running back like they did Racine Guillory in 26, it may be the kid out of Brenham. Then you have Crowell out of Alabama, who Texas absolutely loves. Can you pull a guy from Auburn, Alabama, out of Alabama? I don't know. This is going to be a second visit in about 3 months, so you think you're at least in the game. But that's what I'm looking at. Then the other one, CJ, for me is, does somebody at quarterback knock Sark socks off on the first? Does a third name enter the mix in 26? I think right now the answer is no, but that's why they have the camp. I mean, that's just the reality of it is some kid could come in there. Milwe may have liked him when he went and saw him and they bring him into the camp and he more than holds his own. And Sark says, you know what? We got to take a longer look at this guy. So we'll see what happens. The problem in that scenario is, and I think you're on board with this one, I think either Troy or Dia, one of those two guys, once Texas says, you're my guy, one of those two guys is going to commit pretty early in June.
Yes, I'm on board with that as well. And it, again, continues the trend that we've seen with Steve Sarkisian in recent quarterback recruitments as well. Jerry, before we get out of here, I've got one last question for you at the end. But do you mind one more time telling the good folks about Mark Saunders and Allstate?
Yeah, for sure. Texas Allstate agent and alum Mark Saunders is the guy to call when it comes to protecting all your stuff. Wouldn't it be great to have one place that protects it all? Here's some great news. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is that guy to help you keep tabs on protection for all your stuff, everything from your home, car and boat to your motorcycle, RV, and ATV. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today, 512-218-8571. Are you in good hands? You'll be in great hands with the over 35 years of experience of Texas alum Mark Saunders. Do what many other On Texas Football family members and YouTube subscribers have done. Give Mark a call, 512-218-8571. Thank you very much, Mark Saunders, Texas Allstate agent, for being the sole sponsor of the Recruiting Breakdown.
Absolutely. And Jerry, I'm going to close it out with this. I know that we're previewing a commitment coming tomorrow. We're looking ahead a little bit to June 1st as well. But that month of June is going to be massive.
Massive.
Texas, as you know, starting to pick up the steam a little bit. Jackson Christian, the Coleman brothers, potentially another one tomorrow as well. What does June success look like to you?
I would say working up to about 13 commitments and us having a great feeling that this class is going to be at 21 or 22 by the time these kids start practice in August. I think that's kind of the thing I'm looking at, is some of these guys that are leaning Texas continue to be leans to Texas, even if they haven't committed coming out of the June official visits. I could see a scenario. I shot a little lower yesterday with Bobby, and Bobby was like, maybe more. And the more I thought about it, I think Bobby was right. CJ, I don't know what your thoughts are. I think we could be looking at 21, 22 commitments in this class by the time these kids put on the pads for their first practice senior season.
That's a similar mark to where it was a year ago before Sarkisian went back in. I think they also knew they behind closed doors, I think they had Kobe Black on that number as well.
Yes.
But it allows them to have that class in mind going into the fall, as well as working on late flips, maybe adding a five-star from out of state, whatever the case may be. But I'm with you. That sounds about right to me. And leaving June, I do believe that they will have doubled the number from the beginning of May going into July. So that's really important. That sits right around 13, 14 guys in the class, as you mentioned. So I'm on board with you, Jerry. Again, a lot to look forward to in the month of June, a lot to look forward to tomorrow as well. So this will do it for today's recruiting breakdown. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm CJ Vogel. Of course, come join us in the OnTexasFootball.com community as well, where we'll have all updates coming up for the next week and month and into the football season as well. But y'all have a great Tuesday, and hook 'em.